From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our Gospel program. I'm delighted that you're joining with us, and I trust that you'll continue listening for the next 15 minutes and hear God's precious Word. Our preacher today is the Reverend John Greer, and he's letting the Bible speak from Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 22. Let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. But before we hear that message and also hear some words in song, let's consider for just a few moments some words found in Psalm 40, the verse 17. The Lord thinketh upon me. Whenever we think of the greatness and glory of God, man appears so worthless and insignificant, so much so that perhaps we would ask the question, will the Lord regard us at all? But He has promised to do so in His Word, and He tells us in His Word that His thoughts are continually taken up with us. He thinks upon us to supply our need. He thinks upon us to lead us in His ways and make us ready for His kingdom and to share in His glory. His thoughts, that is, the thoughts of God, are thoughts of peace and not of evil. He thinks upon us by day and by night. He thinks upon us whenever we're at home or far away from home. Yes, the Lord thinketh upon us. His thoughts are a way above our thoughts, just as His ways are above our ways. But His thoughts are worthy of God Himself. What are the promises of God? They're just His thoughts put into our language. And what do they prove? That the Lord thinks of all our wants and all our desires, and He makes full provision for them in the Lord Jesus Christ.
The cross upon which Jesus died is a shelter in which we can hide, and its grace, though free, is sufficient for me. And deep is its fountain, as wide as the sea.
In Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 22, we have these words, "Let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water." The words, "let us draw near," indicate that the Lord's people are a holy priesthood. This verb, "draw near," has to do with approaching God and having access into His presence. We are shown here in the context of verse 22 that the foundation of our access to God is by the blood of Jesus. It says in verse 19, "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus." Then verse 22, "let us draw near." The blood of Christ is the meritorious and procuring cause of our access to God. The language indicates that the Lord's blood has removed every legal barrier and obstacle to fellowship with God. The focus in view in entering in by the blood is on the legal entitlement to come to God. I want to emphasize that. The legal entitlement to draw near to God. You see, sin has offended God. Sin has left us guilty in His sight and in His presence. Sin causes us to be under the curse and therefore worthy only of punishment and eternal death. God's holiness has been offended. Therefore, His justice demands that we should be shut out of His presence. And yet here we are shown that by the blood of Jesus, sinners may enter in and draw near to the Lord. Therefore, the blood is the foundation of our access to Almighty God. The entitlement of the believer to be able to come before God is upon the basis of that shed blood. In fact, Christ Himself entered into heaven by the blood. In Hebrews 9 and verse 12 it says, "Neither by the blood of bulls and of goats, but by His own blood, He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us." Now the emphasis, therefore, is on the satisfaction that the blood makes to God, that is brought out by the word atonement, as is used in Scripture in many places, especially in the Old Testament. The word atonement basically refers to a covering, that which covers over guilt and sin, so that when the Lord looks upon the one who has received the atonement, He does not see that person's guilt. He sees the merit and the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, the blood does cover the soul, and guilt is removed, and that person is accepted in the very presence of God. So there is the foundation of our access to God as we draw near. It is the precious blood. Then look with me again and notice the faith of this access. We are told here in Hebrews 10 that access to God is marked by boldness. It says, "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest, let us draw near." The word boldness literally means all speech. It denotes an unreservedness of utterance. The word is found in Acts 4, for example, verses 29 and 31, where the apostles prayed that they might have boldness to preach the word of God, which means that they wanted to go forth with an absence of fear and speak boldly and freely. And then in Acts 4:13, we read the word again, and it says that people saw the boldness of Peter and John. And there, it certainly refers to an absence of fear. Here were two men who were even facing death itself for their stand for the gospel, and yet Boldly they went forth and preached the word of God. And people took note, therefore, of that absence of fear, that confidence that they had. So these verses explain for us what this word boldness is all about. Boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. It really signifies a confidence, an absence of fear in drawing near to God. Paul is underlining that there is no valid reason as to why the believer should hesitate in coming nigh to God. We rejoice today that there is, for the child of God, an absence of fear in drawing near to the throne of grace because of the Saviour's work for us. We must focus by faith on the victory of Christ as we seek to enter into the holiest to commune with God. There is, therefore, the foundation of our access. It's by the blood. There is the faith of this access. There is this confidence in coming nigh to the Lord. And then there is the freshness of this access. In verse 20, it says, Hebrews 10:20, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Now the apostle is still speaking of our access, but now he presents the perpetual freshness of it. Notice the word way. That word is used in Scripture of the gospel and of Christ himself. I am the way, the Lord says. And there are many, many places in the Word of God where we read of the way in conjunction with other terms like the way of life and the way of holiness, the good way, the way of peace, the way of salvation. And here's another one, the new and living way. Our access to God is new and living. It refers to the freshness of our access. In other words, we can come always to seek the face of our God. We can come at any time. The way to God is ever open and ever fresh. And I trust that today you will avail yourself of that access and come to the Lord and seek Him. If you are not saved, come for the very first time. And even this day, call upon His great name. May the Lord write His word upon your heart.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.